We all knew that Gordon was terminally ill, but somehow his death has still come as a real shock to us. He was one of my best friends, and I think the world has lost a man that committed his life to making it a better place. Gordon was married to his husband Joe, and my thoughts and prayers go out to his whole family and all of our collective friends. Joe's wedding with Gordon was probably one of the happiest days of my life, and I know that everybody who was there will treasure those memories. I'm going to miss his smile, his laugh and his energy. He's a brilliant dancer and a terrible singer. He had the most positive outlook on life, despite how hard his life was towards the end. And I will miss his advice and the time we spent campaigning on all the many, many causes that were dear to both him and I. But most of all, I'll just miss spending time with him, just chilling out, watching box sets on TV. All of us in the Labour Party will be forever grateful for his commitment to our movement. He did so much work in the Scottish Parliament, and he had an absolutely pivotal role in the Better Together campaign. And I know his death will be mourned by all of those who have ever had the pleasure to work alongside him in any of the jobs he's done in his life. Now, whilst we grieve for Gordon, we cannot allow the fact of our sadness to erase all the memories we have of his time with us. And, you know, his response to having motor neuron disease was not just to sit back and let this terrible disease take his body day by day. It was to fight back and raise £500,000 for research into this horrible disease, because he wanted to ensure that nobody else would have to suffer in the way that he did. And I think Gordon's constant determination to do good for others was the best possible antidote to a world I see now that's so full of fear and anger. And I hope and I believe that that will be his legacy.